feeling good, like I should. When in Durka, walk around the neighborhood, feeling blessed.
Hello and welcome to the first ever podcast of the hashtag I Made My Mark podcast series. Through this podcast, we'll be welcoming seniors to the podcast and just asking them how they left their mark on campus and how they're coping with the times, and hopefully giving them some closure to their senior year. So to start us off, we have Amanda Johnson. So Amanda, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes. Hi, Dustin. Thank you so much for having me. This is so exciting. Like Dustin said, I'm a senior as well. I'm a psychology major from Newtown, Pennsylvania, kind of like outside of Philadelphia area. And during my time here at JMU, I did a lot of things that I would have never, ever, ever thought that I would have been a part of. I was a first-year orientation guide, aka a frog. I was an orientation peer advisor. I also had the opportunity to serve as the Outriggers program assistant, as well as just like a bunch of little random things that I kind of dipped my feet into in my time here at JMU. So
yeah, well, you have done a lot, and I have been next to your side a lot, which has been fun. I didn't introduce myself. I feel kind of I'm Justin, and I will be one of the hosts of this weekly podcast. So yeah, Amanda, we'll just jump right in. So what does JMU mean to you?
Ooh, starting with the hard one. Honestly, to me, JMU means community. And I think that because I've always lived in the same place growing up. It was really awesome. Always had the same group of friends. But there was never really a sense of community where I felt like I could just depend on somebody who wasn't my immediate friend to help me out if I ever needed anything, or even like really opportunities for me to do that for somebody else. And maybe it was just that I wasn't looking, but after coming to JMU, I just felt like everybody was so willing and like happy to help, even something as little as like, I don't know where I'm going, can you please help me? It just wasn't as scary to kind of make that leap to ask for somebody to like guide you in some way. So I definitely think community.
No, yeah, I definitely agree. And I think for me, for knowing you, I think you're a really big part of that community that we've made. And I know you wouldn't always admit it, but you make a lot of people on campus feel comfortable. So I just want to recognize you in that. Yeah, of course. And I'm just going to ask you this, because I know it's kind of not the normal, but how did you end up committing to JMU?
So I had actually never even like looked at JMU. The only thing I had done is applied on the recommendation of friends. So I came to visit for choices with my dad, and I was like, this is really awesome. It was like 1 degree outside, so miserable. But I was like, this place rocks. So yeah, kind of boring, but also just like, I don't know. I wasn't expecting to come here. It was kind of just like, my friend said I would like it. I'll try it. And it was a perfect fit. So never looked back.
Yeah, look at you 4 years later. That's crazy. So what is the biggest myth that you think people have about JMU, and what is the reality on campus that you see?
Ooh, biggest myth? I think that the biggest myth on campus, honestly, this is something that maybe this isn't a myth, maybe I'm just like making it up for myself, and maybe just like a college myth in general, like spread across other schools as well. But I seriously thought when I came to JMU, everybody, and I mean everybody, I thought they were all in Greek life. And so I thought that meant like, I need to be in Greek life like tomorrow. But that's not true. So I remember walking around the first week of classes, and everyone's in there like, go Greek shirts. And I was like, oh my goodness, like, I did not know it was such a big thing here. But it totally isn't. And also the Greek life here rocks, and they're also involved in like so many other things. So I think that that was definitely something that I noticed on campus, but I found to be very untrue.
No, yeah, I completely agree. I think students at JMU, I mean, even if they are involved in Greek life, like you said, I think a lot of them like do those other things as well. Like it's not like Greek life is their only thing. Like it may be their main priority, but they're also involved elsewhere.
Right, I agree. And it's just like, again, to pull back to like the community, it's like regardless of your group affiliation or whatever, I just feel like our Greek life is so just still part of that community and doesn't isolate themselves. So, total myth that I made up in my head, maybe.
No, that's a good one. I like that one. All right. This may be a hard-ish question, but in your opinion, what is the hardest part about classes being moved online for the rest of the semester?
So the learning part of it definitely is difficult, just to have to like read and read and read. I don't want to say the content is harder because you're still in the same classes, but the mode of learning is definitely different from what we're used to. And especially in the psychology department, we do a lot of like interteaching, meaning that like you and I in class together, we'll talk about what we're learning, explain it to one another. So not having that face-to-face part has been the hardest part for me, I think, in a learning sense, but also just a social sense, like walking around on campus, seeing my friends. I didn't really realize that I was going to kind of need that as a huge part of my day as much as I do.
No, yeah, I completely agree. It's super weird, like just waking up and having class online and not necessarily like actually having to go to campus and like the pains of like everyday life that you used to hate, like trying to find parking and like the walk from the parking deck like to your class. Like I miss those, and I never thought I would say that I missed those.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I'm actually still in Harrisonburg, only because my roommates and I have been together since kind of since spring break. So we decided to quarantine ourselves rather than potentially, bringing something back to our families or anything like that. And it is very quiet here as well, which I am not used to.
Yeah, no, I feel like it's just an adjustment for everyone, but
Absolutely.
sounds like you're doing well though.
Yeah, no, it's definitely strange. I think it's strange for everybody. But having my friends, like having you to talk to virtually, having, of course, my roommates here with me is really helpful. But just making the effort to like FaceTime my friends or like join a Zoom call with one of the clubs I'm in, has made a world of difference.
Yeah. I feel like in these times, even though like we're far apart, we're getting even closer because of how much we have to like actually try and stay in contact.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the conversations are also a little more intentional rather than like the typical, oh, how are you? Good. How about you? Yeah, I'm doing good too, thanks. It's become a little bit more has a little bit more weight to it, which is a nice shift, I think.
No, yeah, I completely agree. So now looking back on your time at JMU, now that we're about at the end of our senior years, if you could give younger Amanda a piece of advice earlier on in your college career, what would you say to her?
Oh my goodness. younger Amanda, a piece of advice. I think that I would tell myself that it's okay to do what's best for you. Even if that means, missing a time out with your friends or, spending extra time doing something for yourself, taking that time for yourself. In that time, I definitely felt a little selfish sometimes. And, I would second guess myself and think, am I going to regret this later that I'm, choosing to like relax away from my friends when I could be with them. But in reality, I think that was a big part of figuring out who I am and who I wanted to be, and also pushed me to then be okay with doing things by myself, like, applying to be a frog and then making friends that way, and just like kind of following my gut. And even if something had made me feel uncomfortable or alone, that at the end of that journey, I was never actually alone because of the amazing people I met and made lifelong friends with along the way. So I guess to sum that up, that it's okay to do things by yourself, even if it feels really uncomfortable, because somebody will always be there to meet you halfway.
Yeah, that's actually an amazing piece of advice, because I know that me coming into college, like, I was so worried about like not having anyone there for me, because I didn't really come to JMU with that many people. But for the first semester of my first year here, I think that there wouldn't be a time where I would go to the dining hall alone, or like go get food alone, or walk campus alone unless I was going to class. And I feel like that's just something that you have to learn how to do, just like be okay with like being by yourself and like making new friends.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's like when you think about it, you don't really have to like make new friends for a long time when you're in, you might go to the same people through school with the same people from elementary school to high school, and then you like branch off, go somewhere else, and it's just like you kind of forget how to do it. So, I think if I had not put myself in those situations, and don't get me wrong, I was like really nervous about going and was like, I don't know if I should go or like who do I talk to when I get there. But being able to push myself to, say the first hello and make friends with somebody next to me is not only like a skill that I feel like I developed, but completely like changed like so many things, my abilities to kind of connect with others in a way that I didn't think I could before.
And let me tell you, you're amazing at it now, talking to strangers, talking to people you don't know.
Well, thank you. And honestly, I still get nervous. So don't be fooled. Just
Yeah.
act confident and nobody will question you.
Exactly. All right. Last question, and probably one of the hardest ones, when thinking about your time here, but it's kind of like you can answer one of the two questions. So, what do you think is the most important mark you have made on campus, or what do you think your legacy will be?
Wowza. I think that the greatest mark I could leave on campus, I guess this is what I would hope to leave with, people that know me, maybe people that don't know me, is that I love to support others, and more importantly, I love to watch the people I've supported be able to do that for others. So I hope that the people that I'm friends with, people that I've met in clubs, organizations, even in a single day, I hope that they could just leave our interaction feeling like comfortable with me and then being able to do that with somebody else as well.
No, yeah. And I feel like a quote that kind of embodies that, and just a mark that I know that you have left on campus, is people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel, by Maya Angelou. And I just think that encapsulates like everything of what Amanda Johnson is. So I just want you to remember that, and I want you to remember the mark that you left on not only me, but everyone that you've encountered on campus, whether they were a stranger or a friend.
Thank you so much, Dustin. That means a lot to me, especially coming from you. Like, you don't even know. By the way, everybody, Dustin and I have been friends for the past, what, 2 or 3 years now? Again, somebody I never, like, I would have never met Dustin if I didn't, do the whole out of my comfort zone thing. So, forever grateful for that piece as well.
Yes. Well, do you have any questions for me, or do you have anything else that you want to say before we end the podcast?
I don't think so. I just, Dustin, thank you so much. This is a lot of fun.
Good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. This is super exciting that you were the first one. So I hope other people listen and are inspired, and hopefully the younger students take away what you gave them as pieces of advice. So thanks so much, Amanda.
Yeah, no problem. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Leave something to remember.